Hello, everybody. It's Clayton. I'm here today with a very special treat for you. I am going to share with you a preview of The Smith Show, a show that you can only find on Ghost Plus. This is a show that producer Ryan and I do once a month, and it's sort of like Is This a Ghost? Except I don't tell Ryan a ghost story. I tell him just something absolutely buck wild from the actual past. And he responds, you know, much like Patrick does, but in his own Ryan-y kind of way. So today I want to share with you part of an episode that we sent out for Ghost Plus called Whale Hotels. And it is exactly what it sounds like if what you're thinking it sounds like is not a hotel for whales. I'll warn you, this one is, it's pretty gross, and that is exactly the kind of content that you can come to expect and hopefully love over on Ghost Plus. So give this a listen. If you like what you hear, there's a lot more waiting for you at Ghost Plus for just $5.99 a month, and I'll let you decide if that's worth it. Now please enjoy this special preview of The Smith Show episode on Whale Hotels.
Hello, everybody. Gosh, hi, Ryan.
Hey, dude.
It's you forgot my name. Did you?
Who? Oh, Clayton. This is the ghost.
We've been friends.
This is the ghost.
Since 2008? I guess 2009, really.
Yeah, probably kind of, 9. We were more acquaintances in 2008, I guess. That's true. 2009, that's true. For sure, yeah.
Quite a while. You've been to two of my weddings.
I have been to
which
both.
Is all of the weddings that I've had. So that's interesting.
Yes, I did attend a wedding 1 and 2. And what is it? Is that 15 years? How long is that?
I can't remember. 15 years.
Something like that. A little years. More?
Maybe? Yeah. Well, maybe 15 more, you'll remember my name.
It is a ghost.
This is not a ghost. This is another episode of our Ghost Plus bonus show, the Clayton and Ryan show. I think they're calling it. The kids are calling it. Clayton and Ryan. That's a great, that's good. Smith Show. We'll call it the Smith Show. Smith Show.
Why not?
It's the Smith Show.
Yes.
Anyway, Ryan, do you know what rheumatism is?
It's the arthritis.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. God, you are, you know what? You are a medical genius.
I'm so good at this show.
As we established in the milk transfusion episode.
That's right.
Quote, any disease marked by inflammation and pain in the joints, muscles, or fibrous tissue.
Heck yes.
The important one being arthritis.
Yes.
Now, there's no cure for rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, that's sad.
But there are treatments.
Wait.
Yes, go on.
Have we thought about milk?
I don't know. That's a good question. Good question.
Keep reading. I bet it's in there.
So there are treatments. So for example, anti-inflammatories.
Sure.
And pain relievers. Mm-hmm. You know, drugs.
I love drugs.
You familiar with drugs?
I love relieving pain.
What's your favorite way to relieve pain with a drug?
Milk followed directly by whiskey to the veins.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Whiskey enema, whiskey to the butt.
That's right. That's my second favorite one.
But in the 19th century, the beautiful minds of Australia, they had their own way of treating rheumatism.
Is something with big old spiders, I bet, right? Because they got big old spiders over there that are just terrifying.
They have giant spiders in Australia.
And they put them on the fingers and the bones.
And then they eat those bones and they are no longer a problem for you.
Done and done, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we wrap this up pretty quickly.
Just to do some level setting here, I just want to hear... this is great. I want to hear one totally out of left field guess from where you, what the treatment might be.
Nailed it.
And you think spiders.
Oh, without question. There's no, if it's Australia, that's like it, I guess. Or like maybe kangaroos.
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, Australians, all criminals.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. You know the history of Australia?
It used to be
a giant prison colony.
Yeah.
The British. So, and especially this is 19th century. So lots of criminals.
It's why they talk funny.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I apologize to anyone from Australia.
We do have some Australian listeners. I wonder if any of them pay for anyone. Oh, I should say, I wonder if any of them up until 30 seconds ago did pay for Ghost Plus.
Well, you know what? Hey, take 10% off the merchandise and it's all good.
That's already part of Ghost Plus.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so I'm offering it.
Okay, so spiders, pretty close.
Yeah.
You're in some ways, you're in the right general ballpark.
Is that right? Okay, good.
In
the same way that in the last one, I was close with Silly Putty.
I think this is a little closer to the real than Silly Putty was to blood.
Okay.
In the late 1800s, there was a hotel in Eden, Australia, where you could get a very special kind of treatment for rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, I've got a few ideas. I mean, I guess this is the paid version, so I could probably say them, but okay, no, go ahead.
Yeah. They're gonna earn their money here. We got to earn our money here.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Boy.
We got to earn their money.
We got to earn their money here.
Yeah.
If you went to this hotel for rheumatic treatment, you would check in. They would show you to your room. You would say, I assume, thank you very much.
Yeah.
They would say, g'day.
That's not the best version, but yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then you'd go down to the lobby. You'd say, okay, I'm here and I'm ready for my rheumatic treatment.
Yeah.
And they would say, yes, of course, sir. Right this way. Do you have any Australian accent? Right this way.
Good day, mate.
That's not it.
And then sometimes they say
that's
things.
That's not a knife.
And then
that's a knife.
Oh, I guess it's more. Well, it could be British too. Do Australians also end things that end in Yar. A with R?
Yar.
Yeah. Oh God. I mean, listen. You know, no offense, but gosh, why is that a thing?
There's no R. There's no R.
It just doesn't make sense, mm-hmm. right? It just does not make sense.
It's true.
Anyway. Anyway, sorry. We love it. We love it though.
They're the best. They're our favorite people to take money from.
Yep.
And they would say, yes, right this way. And they would lead you out of the hotel and across the beach, put you in a boat. So you would row out to the nearest dead whale carcass floating in the ocean.
Oh boy.
And in that dead whale carcass, you'd see a big chunk just torn right out of that whale, about person sized hole. And you would jump on in and lie down in that dead whale carcass. And over the course of several hours, the decomposing flesh of that whale would coat your body like a poultice and you would be healed of rheumatism. Ryan, any questions?
Well, first of all, uh-huh. I mean, obviously let's avoid the whole thing about the fact that we're in a whale. Because that part's weird, right?
It's tough to avoid though.
We're going to come back to it, I think.
Okay.
But my first question really is, I didn't realize that if you went into the decaying body of an animal or anything really, that it would somehow coat you. That part I find very interesting.
Rots, right? It rots.
Sure, I understand it rots.
I think if you're inside, it's dripping.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You got the drippings.
Now, in my defense, I have never been inside of a dead anything. So I did not even realize there would be some dripping that would take place.
How is that possible? You're from Michigan.
That's true. Yeah, that's a fair point. There are definitely some dead deer and things like that in my life.
Never had to stay warm on a cold Michigan night, huh?
No, we had central heating or fireplace.
Must have been nice being rich.
Yes, one of the elite.
So I'm thinking. It's slimy.
Sure.
Breaking down. Okay. So your back is covered.
So you don't have to like roll around in like the dead.
I think it's probably encouraged.
Okay.
Because this is the thing that's curing you of rheumatism.
Okay.
So you're gonna want to get it all over your body.
Okay. All right. So that makes some sense.
Yeah. If you fell into a, let's say, a live whale.
Like the blowhole?
No, like a big cold cut in the whale.
Oh, okay.
A slowly dying whale, I guess, would be the better.
Yeah.
You would be covered in blood.
Well, that's true. That's
so a fair there's, point. There's stuff.
All right.
Get all slicked up.
Yeah. I could see that, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right. Fair enough.
Any other dumb questions?
What the fuck? a dead,
fair question,
a dead
fair
whale. What's the, yeah. Hit me with the rationale for why.
Oh, this is the end of the episode. Sorry.
Okie doke.
I have some, so here's what I can tell you. Some of the sources I read said, this is more details before we get into the rationale.
Fair enough.
Some of them said the treatment lasted, quote, just a few hours. Just a few hours. That's very gross.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Others said the full experience meant sitting in the whale for 30 hours.
Sitting in the whale. That's
soaking in the whale. It's a whale soak.
It's like a slang for masturbation, I think.
It is now.
Sitting in the whale, friends.
It is now to at least the four people who are still subscribed after listening to this episode.
Sorry about that.
Now, 30 hours in a dead whale carcass, to me, is totally implausible.
No. I haven't spent 30 hours anywhere.
According to Wired, if you could sit in the decomposing whale for 30 hours, you were promised at least 12 months of relief from pain.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, they're making some guarantees, and I'll be honest with you.
Yes.
I mean, that's big.
Right? Now, I don't know how strongly those sort of things are enforced at this time.
Sure.
I don't know if you've heard of snake oil.
I have. I'm familiar with the concept. Yes.
So now you may be wondering, what's the experience of being in a whale for 30 hours like?
I wasn't, but I would. Yeah, go ahead.
Good. I happen to have a quote from an actual whale bathing patient from 1896.
A whale bathing patient.
They call it whale bathing. Mm. Yes, indeed, they do.
Beautiful.
Here's a quote. Quote, the whale had been dead about 40 hours and had started to decompose. And the whole time we were sitting and standing there, great blasts of gas and horrible bubbles would gush out around us and make our hair stand on end.
God. Blasts of gas. I mean, it's something you never want to hear.
Oh, no.
Especially when you're in a very enclosed space.
Correct.
Yeah. And I think if you're in the decomposing body of anything, really. Blasts of gas is definitely not something that that you want to hear. Though, yeah. I guess at that time, maybe that just meant extra medicine.
That's true. That's true. So. It's reinforced. Now, instead of 12 months, it's 12 months and 1 week.
Ah, yes. Okay. Very nice.
A writer named George Lewis Beck documented the details of whale bathing in his book, A Memory of the Southern Seas.
It's okay. All right.
It's quite a memory.
Yeah, I would say a little bit of a nightmare.
Genteel title for a book about this. So here's a quote from George Lewis Beck. When a whale is killed and towed ashore, it does not matter where it is, whether it is a right humpback, finback, or sperm whale.
That's good to
in case
know.
You were
no, that's curious. Good. That's important.
Any whale.
That was on my list of questions, yes, so I'm glad
any
we whales, got it.
Any whale will count.
Yeah.
And while the interior of the carcass still retains a little warmth, a hole is put through one side of the body sufficiently large to admit the patient, the lower part of whose body, from the feet to the waist, should sink in the should sink in the whale's intestines, leaving the head, of course, outside the aperture.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, that's so not so bad, right?
Sure. Let's see. The ladder is closed up as closely as possible. Otherwise, the patient will not be able to breathe through the volume of ammoniacal gases that would escape from every opening left uncovered.
There are the gases again, yeah.
It is these gases which are of an overpowering and atrocious odor that bring about the cure, so the whalemen say.
So, okay, so to be fair, then you, like I was going to ask the question if it would be okay if you had like a nose clip, like a pin. So
I think that's probably recommended.
But I don't know, though, because they're saying it's the gases that are really going to really gonna help.
Topical gassing, or you have to like breathe it in and get to your bones that way.
I think that's
the bones are on the inside.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Where your breath goes.
That's right. So this is, as you know, I am familiar with that. So this is a tricky thing, I think.
And I think what they're saying here is you go into the whale, your head is obviously outside the whale, but they close up the hole around your neck, pretty tightly, so the gases don't escape.
Oh, I see.
The gases stay below with your broken rheumatoid arthritic body.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. It's hard to get any words about this out because it is so gross.
That is, God. I, now, you know, listen, I don't love, I'm an animal lover.
Sure.
Not a vegetarian or vegan, but certainly the general idea of meat makes me somewhat uncomfortable.
I think you famously do not eat meat off a bone.
This is true. Yes. We've talked about this. All that kind of stuff freaks me out. So this sounds to me like an absolute fucking nightmare. Like I cannot imagine a scenario in which I would ever put myself, I would just deal with the arthritis. I think so, for sure. That would be it because this, between being inside a dead animal, which is already horrific, and the gases that continue to be mentioned over and over and over again.
Gases full of ammonia.
Yeah. Yeah. Not, I'll be honest with you, not feeling it.
Now I'll say this, no spiders.
Fair point.
So could be worse.
I mean, yeah, you know what?
Now would you rather be inside a whale or eaten by a spider?
Well, first of all, wait a minute.
These are your two options.
I can be inside a whale or I can literally be eaten.
Well, the part of your body that is arthritic is eaten by a spider.
Oh, I see.
So if you got
now my choices are be inside a whale or die via a spider eating me alive.
No, you wouldn't die. So if you had like arthritis of the fingers, the spider eats your fingers off or so then you're inside a whale for a day and a half.
So that I would have no fingers at all, though.
Oh, well, on one hand. Uh-huh. Unless you've got arthritis on both hands.
Well, then you're screwed.
You'd pick whale, wouldn't you?
I would pick whale.
Well, if you're wondering why on earth someone first decided to sick themselves into a whale carcass to try to cure arthritis, don't worry. That episode continues, and that answer is waiting for you over in Ghost Plus. So if you like what you heard, go check us out. You can go to isthisaghost.com, find Ghost Plus in the top right-hand corner of the page, or you can go straight to isthisaghost.supercast.com, and you can start your monthly subscription to Is This a Ghost, $5.99 a month, cancel anytime. If you want to, just go in once, try it for a month, and then be like, I don't know, this isn't for me. That's fine. You can cancel it. You can cancel it. Go listen to all the Ghosties. Go listen to all the Smith shows. You get a discount on merch. You get access to special merch. It's really cool. It's really fun. We're having a blast over there, and I hope you'll consider joining us. Thank you so much, and you know, stay haunted. Stay haunted. That's not a good sign off. I'm sorry.